Le cose del nitrogeno stiamo con le loro fissate per me, ma everybody glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
152. And we'll stay here in spite of everything.
Amen.
And you're glorifying God.
Yes.
What a day that God has made.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. So we're just blessed to be a part of this day.
Amen.
And we're going to wait on it. We can wait and get to prayer.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, that you have allowed us to assemble. So for that, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to serve. Lord, bless this service in a special way. Bless those that are online, and bless those that are trying to get online. And bless those that may not even know that their service is going on. But touch, Lord. Heal, Lord, and deliver. And Lord, continue to manifest yourself. Show yourself, Lord, in this day and age.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We just say thank you, Lord, for thank another you, day, another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Bless the pastor, Lord. Give him a word, Lord.
Yes, God.
That we heal, deliver, and make free.
Yes, God.
And we count it all done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank God for being here one more time. And you know, each Sunday we got something that sad about these moaning over. And my sister Mary, she's a stranger. Her husband, nephew, is the one that we have been working all about. George. And so he's a part of the family. And be in prayer for them as well.
Amen.
All right. We want to call your attention to John, St. John 15, verse 4. John 15, verse 4.
John, verse 4.
Are we there?
Yes, I'm there.
Amen.
Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine.
Mm-hmm.
No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Okay. It's everybody to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat that. Tell everyone to say, hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
Amen.
We need to be encouraged today and time to hold on with everything going on like it is. And like everything is turned against me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are turning from God.
Yes.
Yeah, faith because of the things that's going on, but that's not God's fault.
That's right.
It's ours. And okay? God has allowed it to happen because his word is out there.
Mm-hmm.
When he made everything, he made it good.
Yes.
And he made it very good.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
There was no bad, no evil in the land. But there was a way to bring it in the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the tree of knowledge. Mm-hmm. The tree that God told Adam and Eve not to eat of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he said, if the day you do, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
The tree was of good and of evil.
Mm-hmm.
So they, of the fruit, they opened up the book of evil to come into the land.
Mm-hmm.
And now his word was out there, and so it had to stay.
Mm-hmm.
It runs its course of time.
My Lord.
We need to come back, to get us back. We got this on the earth. And then it will continue another 1,000 years. All right, torment those that were left here on earth. Okay. And then when that finally happens, then there will be no more evil going on in the land where we will be. Okay. But the man had a choice. Eat or not eat. God made him and gave him free will. Okay, and some people are saying that if there's a God, why is this happening? Why is that happening? The answer is in Genesis. That's what's happening. God cannot and will not go back on his word.
Amen.
Okay, because for him to go back on his word means that he has failed.
Yep.
And we know God cannot fail.
Amen.
Okay? And there's nothing too hard for him. You know, he can stop all this with the blink of an eye. Or a speakable word. But that's going against what he already said. As he did.
Yes. Amen.
And once your word go out, you can't take it back.
That's right.
You can say all you want to.
Amen.
But you cannot take it back.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So the words are out there. I'm here in North Carolina, in the green.
Yes.
And you're at your various places.
Yes.
And the word is going, and the word is going out from my mouth, and in a few seconds after it's gone, it's way there where you are.
Amen.
How can I get it back? It's in the air. It's on the way. Okay. And it's spreading throughout the universe.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. So we can't take the word back. You need to think about it before you say it. Words that be swift to hear and slow to speak.
Amen.
So we are just as backwards as we can be. We are swift to speak and slow to hear. And sometimes some people don't never hear. And that's what caused problems that we have. We won't hear what the Lord had to say. So we'll encourage you to abide with the word. It may seem like the word's not working. It may seem like it's not going to happen.
That's right.
The word does have to work.
Yes.
Okay. And it will take place.
Yes.
As God said it would. We just got to have patience and wait for him.
Amen.
We can't do anything on our time scale, but we don't have a time scale. We think we got one, but we don't.
You sure don't.
People tell us the earth is the Lord.
The Lord. Amen.
And the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein.
Well,
he founded upon the seed and established upon the blood. Okay, so everything is the Lord.
Yeah.
All right. We claim.
Amen. That's true.
But it's not ours. It's the Lord. So if you claim anything, claim it in the name of Jesus for him.
Yeah.
And then don't get so attached to it that we can't stand when it's gone out of our presence.
Amen.
Okay? But stay attached to the word.
Yes.
It's Jesus.
Thank
and he invites you to abide in him.
Amen.
And no matter what's going on, no matter how bad it might appear to be, it's a part of the will of God. And we were put here to carry out his will.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay? He needed me in this time, in this spirit, in this place, this season, to carry out his will. We don't understand it because it's not our will. That's why I keep saying, I don't understand why I don't understand. You don't supposed to be understanding. You're just supposed to believe God, accept what it says, and give him thanks.
Amen.
So he tells him in everything, give him thanks. For this is the will of God concerning each of us.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so no matter what happens, it's God's will.
Amen.
Okay. And it's for his glory. You may not understand how he's getting glory from it. what he does.
Amen.
Okay? The way we respond to certain situations will determine where God gets the glory or the devil gets the glory.
That's true.
Okay? When it comes to your door, it comes to test your faith, your willingness to obey what the word has said and follow through on it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're good at throwing a word at somebody, but we're not good at doing what the word says do.
My Lord.
Before we do what the word says do, we'll make an excuse. Or justified or changed. But the word cannot be changed. It will not be changed. The word is everlasting. Okay? It's the only thing that's not going to go. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. Right? But the word of God will last forever.
Amen. Amen.
I'm reminded of a Bible story that happened way back there in biblical days, in Old Testament time. A man by the name of Job. The Bible says he was a righteous man. He was an upright man. He feared God and he eschewed evil. Job, as the land of Uz, was rich. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoked oxen, 500 she asses, and a better world household.
Yeah.
In his house, he had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Amen.
Okay, and his sons, each day, each one had a day that he entertained the rest of the family. Okay, and this time it was on the elder son's day that they were together feasting, okay, and having a good time. And Job prayed every day. And sanctify his family.
Yes.
Because he said they might be that they would have sin against God in their heart. So he prayed for their deliverance. He was steadfast. Okay. And he said another on a day that on the same day, the sons of men came together. The sons of God came together. And they came to present themselves to the presence of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
But the Bible said, guess who we up showed up?
The devil showed up.
Amen, amen.
Let you know that when you go to worship, don't go there looking for a perfect setting. The devil's going to be there too.
Yes, he is.
He's in every worship service. Okay, because he's trying to deter what the word will bring and put in you.
Yes.
So the word will empower you. Hang on in to the word. Hang on to the word. Okay. Hold on to the word.
Hold on.
Okay. And your deliverance will come. But you got to allow it to come.
Amen.
And your deliverance is right there for you because weeping may endure a night.
Yes.
Amen.
May endure. Didn't say it will.
Yes.
But it may endure.
Amen.
You can come out of it. You don't have to stay in there the whole day. Okay. Anytime you're ready to come out of it, get the word and you can come out.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Word and apply it with the word. He didn't just say, let not your heart be troubled, just to say it.
Mm-hmm.
He let you know that you are in control of your heart being troubled.
Yeah. Amen. So.
And if you allow that to happen, it'll stop being troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stop making it all about you and make it about God. Okay. But anyway, the devil came.
Uh-huh.
And God asked him, where are you coming from? He said, from going to and fro. Up and down.
Yes.
Good. All right. And Job said, God said to him, have not you considered my servant Job? And he said, he's a perfect and upright man.
My Lord.
God and a few evil.
Uh-huh.
The devil said, yeah, all that he had, you've been blessed. You got everything he had his hands to. Okay, so why wouldn't he serve you? He said, take away everything you gave, and he'll curse you to your face. All right?
Amen.
God told him, okay, go for it. Everything he got, all that he had, your hand.
My Lord.
Don't touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is when it came, and on that same day, now all this is going on in one day. Job was there, and his sons were having a party.
Mm-hmm.
And a servant came running in to Job, and Job, all of your sheep are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they came one by one talking about different animals dead and who killed them. And in each time, only one servant was allowed to escape to go tell Job the mishap. Okay. But in all that, Job held on.
Yes, he did.
Okay. He did not lose his integrity.
Uh-uh.
He kept on praising God.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed faithful to that by holding on to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then one come to tell him that there were the sons and daughters at the other side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Eating and having a good time. And the wind came. And blew them and killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that escaped to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. So that the Lord gave, the Lord taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so Job made it through by holding on to his word.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Things kept getting bad. The devil came back again when God was meeting again.
Mm-hmm.
And his God said, where are you coming from, Satan? He says, I'm going to and fro, up and down the earth. I'm looking for someone. All right? Mm-hmm. That I can defy. And God said, have you not considered my servant Job?
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah. Well, you still got a hedge built up around him. Okay? And so God now allowed the devil to touch Satan. I mean, Satan to touch Job's body.
Mm.
This is when he was struck with sore and bored from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head.
Mm.
And Job took the fox head and scraped the skin, flesh part of the bone. Skin wounds eaten up with flesh. But he still held on.
Amen.
To make that story short, But I know about that.
Yes.
Joe wind up getting more children than they had before, that was better than they had before. More money than they had before. But he was richer than a broken important man in all the East.
My Lord.
Now he done got more than all that.
Amen.
Okay. By holding to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So John is telling us, stay in the word. Abide in the meaning is God is Jesus. So this is Jesus talking. Say, abide in me.
Okay. Amen.
For each of us to abide. Stay in the word. Because Jesus is the word, right?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. And I am in, and I be in you. So you stay in me, I stay in you. If you continue in the word, the word stay in you. You
know, Amen.
You read the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it'll be there to constantly remind you when the devil throws fire darts at you. You won't be able to
Amen.
What to do and what to say because the word is in you because you put it in you.
Amen.
Okay. When you stay in the word, the word will stay in you. When you don't use the word, it slip away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like anything else you do. You stop. You can be doing it well, and you stop over a period of time and go back to do it and make a flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So stay in the word.
The word, my Lord.
And the word will stay in you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He said, except you bear, stay in the word, you can't bear the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay in the word, you can't blossom out the way the Lord wants you to be blossomed and bear the fruit that's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that bearing fruit don't mean that it's going to be an easy job.
No, it's not.
Bad fruit can bring some pain.
Uh-huh.
Thank all the sisters that listening today.
Uh-huh.
Thank all of you have been birthed a child, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fruit into this world. Human fruit. And during the pregnancy, every day wasn't good.
Uh-huh.
Every day wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
We had the good and the bad.
Amen.
And even the day to bring the child into the world brought along a whole lot of agony.
Oh, yes.
But then when it's all over, nobody make you stop smiling.
Joy.
That's right.
All right, so God is telling you these things come in your life.
Uh-huh.
So that you can bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit unto him. Mm-hmm. That he can get the glory out of how you handle the situation. So stay in the word, and the word will stay in you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't stay in the word, you'll be cut off.
Amen.
Okay. Now, that means get out of here. Time is passing up here. But anyway, Ephesians tell us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Mm-hmm. You can't hold on if you're not strong in the Lord's power.
My Lord.
Not yours.
Uh-huh.
But God's power, our part, we try to do it all ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We try to shoulder the burden by ourselves. But you need to be strong in the power of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? And knock that out. And put on the whole armor.
Amen.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, the armor is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it all on.
That's true.
That man shall not live by bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
By every word that proceeds out the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
So put on the whole armor.
Amen.
All right. Don't say my shoes, my feet hurt, and I won't put my shoes on today.
Uh-huh.
You got to put all that on every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. No matter how bad it may hurt,
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Amen.
The situations that come in our lives that we don't agree with, we still mm-hmm. got to put it on and bear that fruit.
My bill.
Okay. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to get the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We are not wrestling against flesh and blood.
Okay.
You got to keep that in mind. It is not people that we're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
It's the enemy that's in the people.
Amen.
Okay. And that's the devil.
My Lord.
We're not wrestling with human beings. Uh-huh. They look like humans. They sound like humans. They sometimes mm-hmm. act like humans. But they are not human beings. It's the devil working through them.
Amen.
Instead of hate the person,
mm-hmm.
the devil in them.
Yes, my Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. Hold to the word of God in every case. Okay. We arrest against
the
powers, against power, against
mm-hmm.
yeah,
the darkness of this world, uh-huh. against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's mm-hmm. what we're fighting. Okay? And do you recognize any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see the person that you mad with.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, taking to you the whole armor of God.
Amen.
That you may be able to stand against the wild and this evil day.
Mm-hmm.
And have been all, done all to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
My Lord. So
you got to make sure you're full of grace.
Uh-huh.
That's doing all you can do to stand.
Mm-hmm.
If you are trying to stand and you don't have this shield,
mm-hmm.
you make it. You trying to stand and don't have the breastplate of righteousness on you, you make it. You trying to stand and don't have the preparation of the gospel, you will.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
If you don't stand trying to, you want to stand trying to do it without having on your helmet of salvation and your blessed prayer of righteousness, the lines girded.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to make it. He said he told you to put on the whole armor. That part you like wearing, that part you don't like wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on anyway.
Okay.
Because it's for your good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's happening to you, for your good. So put it on wearing. Okay, we used to say, if a shoe fit, wear. If a shoe don't fit, still wear.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
He said the whole armor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He didn't call you to be comforter.
That's right.
He called you to discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm sending you out as wool, a sheep among wolves.
Yes, yes.
So you can't be comfortable being a sheep
right.
and a pack of wolves out there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You ain't be glad to meet that wolf.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But hold on anyway. He worried God because he promised to protect you. He promised to keep you. He promised to protect you and shield you. Okay. If God is for you, who could be against you?
Amen.
He's more than the whole world against you.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
You are the greater force. You have the greater power. You have the greater victory. You have the greater strength because God gave you power over the enemy.
Amen.
And God will take you through.
Yes, he will.
Glory be to God. Mm.
Just looking for my sister to try and get in. But anyway, you need to put on that whole armor of God. You'll be able to stand and stand. Have your loins girded with the truth.
Yes.
And have an armor breastplate of righteousness. Stand and have it all on. Okay?
Amen.
I'm not some of this. Some of this armor going to be heavy. Some of it will be difficult to carry.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave none of it. You got to go through all of it.
Amen.
And you're with the preparation of the God for peace. And above all, the shield of faith.
Amen.
Okay. Whereby you are able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
The shield of faith. When the enemy start throwing negative things at you, put that shield up.
Yes.
When they try to tell you bad things in your mind, put the shield up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that I can count it all joy.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Okay. Through all these diverse temptations, I can count it all as joy.
Joy. Amen.
Okay. Right. So we bless God and we continue to tell you to hold up through this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let him steal your praise. Don't let him steal your worship. Don't let him steal your hope. Don't let him steal your life. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Everything will be all right.
Yes, it will.
Make sure you hold to the word. And my time is up. Pray, let's pray. My wife asked me to pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now saying thank you for this day.
Yes, Lord.
This hour and this service that come forth.
Uh-huh.
Remember to hold to your word.
Yes, Lord.
In every situation. Come back
thank you, Lord.
Every time if we stick the word,
yes, God.
Who, okay. Position that you've been in, and moving the mind and the spirit and the soul and the body,
yes, God.
Fix everything according to your will.
Glory be to God.
Word as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for being, thank you for. Consecrating
us
in this hour and this service.
Yes, my Lord.
Glory out our lives.
Glory thank you, Lord.
Out of this situation. In Jesus' precious way. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.